Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The gods shall perish. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Jeremiah 10:11. This is a unique verse. Jeremiah, the second longest book in the Bible, is written in Hebrew except for this one verse. Why would Jeremiah make this remarkable exception here? This verse was written in Aramaic, which was the official language of the great Babylonian Empire, the world's chief nation at that time. The Babylonians, as prophesied by Jeremiah, were soon to be used as a weapon in God's hand to punish his chosen people, carrying them into exile and captivity, and the main reason for such punishment was apostasy. God's people had corrupted the worship of the true Creator God with the teachings and idols of the Babylonians and all the other nations around them who had rejected God. Jeremiah had repeatedly condemned this apostasy, showing that God's people were to be punished by the very nations whose religious philosophies had so attracted them. But those nations needed also to understand that this was not because of their own strength nor the merits of their own gods. Thus, Jeremiah appropriately inserted a special word to be conveyed to the Babylonians in their own official tongue. Only the true God who made the heavens and the earth is in control of the heavens and the earth. The same type of warning delivered in the official language of the modern world, science, is needed even more today than it was in Jeremiah's day. Today's gods, Marx, Darwin, etc., are even less deserving of trust than Zeus or Baal, and yet professing Christians have gone after them in droves. It is urgent that we call them back to the true Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ, urging them, before God's judgment falls once again, to repudiate every vestige of evolutionary humanism.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.